We refer to this carbon as karbani, my carbon, the coming near to Hashem, the winning of his nearness, lachmi, through the mustering of all earthly strivings, the attainment of Hashem's nearness on earth, le'ishai, by means of committing the personality to the fiery force of Hashem's law, for purification and for vivification, the giving of life. And all of this is only as a reach, as an indication of nichaichi, something which is sweet-smelling, a living of life that is pleasing to Hashem. When is it brought? B'mayadai, at the appointed times. Hashem appointed mayadim, special occasions, that can attest to his rule and summon his people to his presence, to commemorate annually his mighty acts in Egypt at the Red Sea, on Har Sinai, and in the wilderness with Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. The miracles of those Yomim Tovim, that way, that which they represent, actually involved suspension by Hashem of the natural order which he himself had instituted. And therefore, when Hashem suspends the laws of nature, they bear eloquent witness to his greatness. In the same manner, explains Rav Hirsch, Hashem appointed transitions of morning and evening. They recur daily with clock-like regularity. Those are mayadim as well. That means every morning and every evening is a mayad, just like Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos are. How so? These daily, ordinary, natural phenomena are also meant to serve as messengers testifying to Hashem's power, summoning people to worship him. Just like Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, with their miracles are, so every morning and every evening is as well. These daily, ordinary, natural phenomena are just testifying to Hashem's power, summoning the people to worship him, to demonstrate to us the hand of Hashem as it can be seen even in the present course of the world, and to call each of us to come before him. The very steadiness, the regularity of the phenomena of nature is a much clearer, more wonderful manifestation of divine wisdom and his power than the suspension of the natural law that occurred through Hashem's miracles. It's radical. We think normally the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf and the Ten Makos and everything else, that's huge. No, says Rav Hirsch, no. The purpose of those special acts of Hashem, which interrupted the regular order of nature, was to point to Hashem as the lawgiver of the natural laws. Lest the thought of him as the regulator, the master, and the lord of the world, of world order, be lost through the steady regularity of natural phenomena. That's the point. Every morning and every evening, that's a mayed. The miracles are meant to show us that everything is really miraculous. Everything is really phenomenal. We're meant to be able to see Hashem in our day-to-day lives. We shouldn't have to wait for the suspension of nature in order to be able to appreciate Hashem, to recognize him, to be aware of him. Yes, we need these Yomim Tovim to recall the times when he suspended the laws, nature, where time could stand still, or where the water could turn to become solid, or whatever it might be. But the goal is to recognize Hashem in our daily lives, every morning and every evening.